Cast Audio presents Gilbert and Sullivan Set Me Free by Kathleen Carr.
Chapter 1. Never mind what I'm in for. Where I hang my hat is the Sherburne Women's Prison. That is, I would if I still had one. But they took away my silk straw with its wreath of daisies, like everything else. Along with the rest of my life, I do try to make the best of it. You can't beat the place for companionship. And mothering. I suppose the mothering comes from my being the youngest inmate in residence. The state of Massachusetts says I'm 17, but that's because I'm mature for my age. The truth is, I'm 16. Only there's been a little fiddling with the details for reasons that I won't get into right now. Mother McCreary is my partner in the laundry room, and she looks after me as good as gold. She's a jolly sort, in for life after having whacked her husband over the head, then chopped him into tiny pieces. She's been beaming ever since. Even the steam and heat of the laundry room never get her down. She just stands there ironing with a vengeance, while bellowing vaudeville songs at the top of her lungs. Maybe it's all the steam, but for such a skinny body, her voice comes out rich and deep. I've learned a lot of the numbers from her, and naturally join in. So there we were, singing away one early spring morning, when a stranger waltzed through, and stopped cold, staring at us. Mother McCreary broke off right in the middle of Only a Bird in a Gilded Cage.
Well, what you staring at then? Ain't you never seed bloomers?